Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Christina Una Lee, 35, walks up the stairs to her sixth floor New York apartment. When she unlocks the door, Asama Nash shoves his way inside and tries to assault her. Neighbors call police as they hear her screaming. Cops find Nash hiding under a mattress in Lee's apartment, still holding a bloodied kitchen knife. In the bathroom, Lee dead with at least 40 stab wounds.
Nancy, Nash has an extensive record in New Jersey and was on supervised release for 3 open cases at the time of the attack on Lee. When officers arrive, Lee is still alive and they can hear her screams, but the door is barricaded. By the time they force their way inside, Lee had gone silent and died of her injuries. Nash has been remanded to the Department of Mental Health and Hygiene to treat him until he is fit enough to stand trial.
Asama Nash, 25, pleads guilty to murder and burglary. Now, awaiting sentence. Joshua Garrett, wanted by police for a probation violation. His employer knows this and calls Florida police when Garrett arrives to work. As he sees the cops, he quickly looks for a place to hide, crawling into the ceiling and burying himself under insulation. Police search the building. They're about to give it up when they hear a cell phone ringing from up above. Cops remove several ceiling tiles and they spot Garrett's hand sticking out of the insulation. He's loaded into a cruiser and taken straight to jail. I guess the cops were saved by the bell. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Long Island man has been arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated after a tragic crash that left 4 people dead and 9 others injured. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for details.
Suffolk County, New York police say Stephen Schwally of Dix Hills was speeding through a parking lot when he crashed his SUV into Hawaii Nail and Spa in Deer Park around 4:30 p.m. on Friday. At the time of the crash, the salon was open and conducting business. Authorities report Schwally was semi-conscious when his vehicle came to a stop near the back of the store located in a strip mall. Police have now identified the dead as 37-year-old Jian Kai Chen, 41-year-old Yan Sue, and 50-year-old Maizi Shang, all from Queens. The fourth victim, 30-year-old Amelia Rennick of Deer Park, was a New York Police Department officer stationed at a precinct in Queens since 2018. Among the injured were 8 women and 1 man, including a 12-year-old girl. 2 of the injured are reported to be in serious condition. Schwally was taken to the hospital with injuries that are considered not life-threatening.
The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office has stated that Schwally remains hospitalized and will be arraigned at a later date. Now to Texas, as 2 county jail guards have been indicted on murder charges in connection with the asphyxiation death of an inmate. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
48-year-old Joel Garcia and 37-year-old Rafael Moreno Jr. have now been charged for the April death of 31-year-old former Marine Anthony Johnson Jr. at the Tarrant County Jail in Fort Worth. Attorneys for Garcia and Moreno have not responded to requests for comment. However, Randy Moore, representing Garcia, previously stated that Garcia's involvement in the incident was limited and the use of force was deemed necessary. According to Sheriff Bill Wayborn, Moreno placed his knee on Johnson's back after Johnson was handcuffed, a move deemed inappropriate. Garcia, the supervisor, and Moreno were initially fired but later reinstated and placed on paid leave due to procedural issues with their dismissals. The use of force in Johnson's death, meant to subdue individuals without causing fatal harm, has been under increased scrutiny since the 2020 death of George Floyd. Floyd died after a Minneapolis police officer restrained him by pinning a knee to his neck, an incident that ignited nationwide protests. Johnson's family, who stated he was experiencing a mental health crisis at the time of his arrest for allegedly threatening a driver with a knife, is calling for a federal investigation into the jail.
This case echoes a recent incident in Missouri where 4 prison guards were charged with murder and a 5th with accessory to involuntary manslaughter following the death of an inmate who was pepper sprayed, masked, and left to suffocate.
Thanks, John. Isaac Daniel, 62, spends days at his mother's Waukegan, Illinois home. He's helping to plan a funeral for his sister who passed away with lung cancer. The morning of the funeral, he meets his wife and son for breakfast and plans to return to his mom's to get dressed. After the meal, he suddenly stops answering his phone, and then he misses his sister's funeral. His clothes are laid out on the bed. All his meds are left behind. Later that day, his car is towed from an apartment complex where his son lived years ago. His phone and car keys have not been found. Isaac Danius, African-American, graying hair, brown eyes, mustache, 5'9", 180 pounds, last seen wearing a brown jacket, now missing, believe it or not, 14 years. Anyone with info, please call Waukegan, Illinois PD, 847-599-2608. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.